Do it to it. Rock and roll. Rock and roll when your mama's butthole. Put it in the back and then stick it in the front. And everybody knows that I got love in my hump. And if you don't like it, you can go suck a sump pump. And that's a motor in your basement that takes out the water that came in from the rain. That rains in Spain. And I'm insane. In the membrane. Like that band from Cypress Hill. And I'm still here. Yeah, I drank beer. But you know what else? I like little elves when they make the Christmas gifts and they give them to me on Christmas Day. Hold up, Christmas Eve. No, both. Because I roll that way, son. And I got a son. And I'm going to give him some gifts on Christmas Eve. But hold up, this is September. And you need to remember that in December when it's snowing and the wind be blowing and Jesus be getting born in a manger. Oh, Lord. That's when we celebrate how great it is to be in a capitalist society. Just you and me and everybody else who's got wealth. And if you don't got wealth, put your old sorrows on a shelf because Christmas is for everyone in the whole world except for people who ain't Christian. And if you're Muslim, then your Christmas is Ramadan, where you don't eat nothing except for the sunshine in the daytime. Because at night, you could eat whatever you want, like pizza, and that's all right. Except don't eat pork, because that's illegal. And I'm a eagle who's into the Beatles. And I'll tell you something else about all this stuff. If you didn't know, I'm rapping off the cuff, and I'm sitting over here in my Seattle, Texas studio, and I'm saying yo to yo mama's butthole is what I said at the beginning of the show. Already 2 minutes of this crappy rapping, and I ain't stopping for ain't nobody's sapping like a sap in a tree. Maple syrup tastes sweet to me. Put it in my coffee or maybe my tea or my iced tea with sugar, because I married a lady from the south, and she's got a pretty mouth, just like in that movie Deliverance, honking like a pig ever since the president said freedom is a nation, and we got to explanation all of our prostostination. And I'm gonna, are you back yet? I'm rapping. Hello? You ain't back yet.
I'm almost back. I heard what you just said, though.
Did you? Yeah. This is my intro. I'm testing the flow of the microphone. And I'm checking out the levels. And I will bedevil the evils that the boll weevils are making the cotton rotten for my bottom dollar. Make you want to holler. And if you're going to follow me up and down the tree, you're going to see that the leaves are falling in the spring. Because everything's backwards and whack, Jack. Let me give you a heart attack. And did you know that if you was a person with two X chromosomes, then you're going to have a heart attack and you ain't going to feel the same as it does for a guy named Jack. Because instead of your left arm feeling pains and shortness of breath, you're going to get stiffness in your neck and maybe your lower back. And so you need to know this. If you gonna diss.
Hi, Jason. How you doing?
Good. I'm rapping. You ready to start?
This is Timbe.
Hey, Timbe.
So, check it. Check, check, check.
Yep. You did it.
Well, it sounds so good and it sounds so right. It sounds so good and it sounds so right.
All right.
It's a sound check.
All right, Timbe. Two things. One.
Okay.
You're beautiful. Two. Are you married? Because if you're not, you and me, we're getting married. That's beautiful.
Wonderful.
Take it up to Bud and stuff.
Hey.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is Just Because, and I am... What's my name? I'm Jason Mark, and with me is Joseph Neal and his good friend Trombone. Tim Bone. Tim Bay is in the house. He's going to... tell us about music. This is part two of the music show. I should probably turn this down a little bit. And we're going to rock it hard here. And if you don't like it, you're listening to the wrong podcast. So, kiss my ass. Just because it's... Okay, I'm coming in my pants now. I want to hear your boys grunt. Grunt with me.
That music makes me feel funny.
With my shadow.
Me too.
Shadow. Me.
It's good music to cover your pants to.
Yeah. Anna. Open back and feel over my eye. Turn into the shadow. Coming out the other side. 46 and 2. Hey, I talked about that on the last episode. I'm playing air guitar now. Check this out. I'm doing air guitar and air drum at the same time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Double pile. Oh, take it. I like the double bass.
Take it.
Get it.
Take it.
Get it.
Hit that cymbal. White boy. Stand up. In the butt. Yeah. All right, guys. I'm playing the show outro. That was too much. Hey. Just kidding. Hey, Tim Bay. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'd like to introduce my old friend. Well, he used to be called Tim Timothian from Timothea.
Yeah.
But now we just call him Tim Bay.
I like
Welcome to the show, Tim Bay.
Tim.
Hello.
Tim, we got another Timedian who's on the show regularly. So how are you different from Timedian? Lay it on me.
Funny story. Talking to my friend Salvatore. Yeah.
Salvatore?
Salvatore.
Okay.
That motherfucker.
He said, Tim Bay, are you a vegetarian, but how do you get your protein?
Yeah.
And I was like...
Is your boy Salvatore from Jamaica?
No, he's actually a hippie from Portland, but he goes by Blue Flame now. But
Blue Flame.
That's besides the point.
Wow, that's very hippie.
So anyway, I was like, I don't know, Sal. Maybe the same way a horse does. By fucking your mom!
Oh, he had that. See that? He came in with a fucking your mom joke involving horses. Oof. It's gnarly.
So, Joe, you and Tim go way back to like 2017, 16?
Five. 2005.
Okay. And what's the history there? Tim Bay is here for our music episode part two. So obviously, Timothy of Timothaniusnessville knows a thing or two about music. Is that how you guys know each other?
Yeah, yeah. We got acquainted with one another as musicians.
Okay.
And then we played in bands for a while. But I wanted to give a little bit of history. Before I met Tim,
yeah,
long ago, that was another life when he was Timothy Timothian from Timothea.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. At the time, he was a Timmy at law, but he represented only Tims.
Oh, okay.
But that was another life, another career. What do you do now? Tim, what is your job? And lean into the mic. We want to be able to hear you.
Go total Susan Sand. What's her name? The gal from Facebook, the lean-in woman? Susan Sandberg? What's her name? All right.
Yeah, like that. Anyway,
but
what is your job now? You're no longer a Timmy at law.
Well, you know, I have to... Daddy doesn't like to talk about his work.
Oh, my. Just this one time. Come on, I think it's an interesting and noble profession.
Or, honestly, you know what? You're allowed to make something up. For example, maybe what you do for a living is you shave the balls of monkeys that are about to have their balls tested for...
You're getting warmer, Jason. You're getting warmer.
Cool, go.
So, okay, you know how bulls and horses are studded out?
Yeah.
So, it's a little embarrassing, but I'm the one who has to jack them off and... get him to go in a little cup, a little receptacle.
So, we call bull jacker offers.
Yeah,
bull jacker. See, that's over. Just day to day stuff. Here, I'm gonna let the cat out of the bag. What he does creatively, I think, is
whoa, whoa, whoa. That's creative. Come on, The dude's a drummer. He could probably jack off like 18 horses at a time. He can go full Danny Carey on that shit. He's like using his feet, right? Double pumping.
Yeah,
the
well, see, when you have talents like that, this is where his creative pursuit comes in. Because okay. You ever heard of a donkey show?
Nope.
Well, a donkey show is where women have sex with donkeys for the entertainment of a large crowd.
Okay, plural women? Like more than one woman? One donkey, well, three women?
Well, I think it's one woman at a time. I mean, I need okay. to...
It's not like two girls,
get
one...
into details. I don't think that there's donkey shows with several women and then even more donkeys, and like that would just turn into a...
I'm a donkey fluffer, okay?
That's it.
There's nothing to be ashamed of, Tim.
Not at all.
It pays really well, okay?
They better.
I bet
both of you guys.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
Because that's what I thought. I thought sucking donkey dick was really easy. That's why I use it as an insult. Apparently it's a gifted, it's a thing you need to go to school for.
Yeah, well, and Tim is behind the curtain. He's an important part of the production, but you never see him on stage.
Well, they're not, you,
or in the corral, or however it's
all presented. You see is the women coming and the donkey fucking the women, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But actually, the donkeys really aren't into it, you know, so I have to be kind of backstage, just making sure that things stay, you know, erect and that he's ready for, you know.
I liked a word that you were describing this to me earlier on, and you said that the donkeys need a lot of coaxing.
You got to play coaxing. You got to play with the balls. Yeah, you got to up and down coaxical. The shaft. A little
well,
tickle.
It turns out that donkeys are not really, like you said, they're not really into beautiful women. But
whoa, so, wait, like stop.
They're kind of into Tim. So,
pause.
But they're
pause.
Not inside of.
Hey,
I mean, when you fluff the donkeys, do you ever orally fluff the donkeys, or is it all because you're? I mean, you're a drummer, so this is a manual thing, right? Rhythmic.
It's embarrassing. I would say.
I think you should be proud of yourself. Don't
I'm
you
proud
think,
of you, Tim. I haven't met. Have I met Tim? Bay. Have I met
Bay? I don't
Bay?
Think you've ever met Tim.
I've never.
He
met.
Was actually deathly ill. During the Laura and I's wedding,
oh,
so he
no.
wasn't able to make it to that.
Did you have like donkey clap or something?
I had donkey clap.
He had donkey drip.
Donkey drip. Hey, why does it? Okay, look, you know that I respect the shit out of women. Like women, I respect them so hard that I have to wear a condom. That's how much I respect them. So I'm not disparaging any woman when I say, do you really think that the women who are doing donkey shows are beautiful? I mean, if you were a beautiful woman, are you like going there, I could like go be a model, or I could work at it as a barista, or I could get my PhD because I'm a woman. I can do whatever I want. Or I could fuck donkeys. And you think that donkey fucking is like an option at that point? Like, who's going... I don't know whether I want to study economics or fuck donkeys.
Well, and are you
Why
saying...
Why can't you do both?
Well, you can. Obviously, you can, it's not a 24-7 kind of
bacon
thing.
Bacon and fry it up in the pan, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, good point. Good point. I'm just
well,
saying
so
that...
Tim used to live in Timothea.
Yeah.
But now he is the fluffer for the donkey show in Timijuana.
Of course he is. Hey,
so it's possible. Now, the other Tim, I like to call him the other Tim.
Yeah.
Comedian.
He's like the other white show. Meat, but he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's white meat. Yeah,
yeah
they're both white meat.
Yeah, but he's the other white meat.
Donkeys are white meat. I think they're more like light pink.
They're like
green.
A gray. They're like a gray meat.
And kind of brown. They're pink at the end, but like brown and pink.
I defer to
like
the expert.
Brindle.
Okay. I envision them kind of like a baby's arm holding a piece of fruit, like a pear. Anyway, you don't try to fit that in your mouth. You never answered my question. Did you? Do you do it orally or do you do it with your hands?
You just have to lick the ling.
Okay, so harmonica style.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I was going to ask Tim Bay that question, like, given your expertise, are you a...
Harmonica style. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the music episode part two.
What I wanted to ask, though, Tim Bay, was, like, does that mean that, like, when you're eating corn on the cob, are you a typewriter guy or are you a spiral guy, given your donkey expertise?
Well, if I had to, I could just, like, you know, put it in my mouth and then just like suck the whole
pull the corn cob out and it's free of corn.
I'm not even lying right now. Look, I'm a cultured motherfucker. I saw a movie today with Cate Blanchett in it, and Cate Blanchett is a gift from God, and so I'm cultured and shit. But if you were to tell me that I could pay someone to watch them stick a whole fucking corn cob in their mouth and pull it out clean, I would pay so much. I like $10 I would pay for that. That's a beautiful thing to watch.
Cate Blanchett got her start in the donkey shows.
Did she?
In Tamahuana. I mean, that's you got to break into the entertainment industry somehow. Right. Did you ever work with Cate Blanchett?
No,
different ships
in the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, that makes sense to me because if someone said to me like, "Hey, you've always wanted to be like an awesome musician, but you'll never be because you're stupid. But here's Satan; he's willing to sell you, buy your soul, but you got to
star in the donkey show.
You got to star in a donkey show first. I'm like, sign me up. Let's do this. I want to play.
Nobody loves a good donkey show more than Satan.
I think it would be great if Satan shows up. He's like, if you star in a donkey show, I'll make you a brilliant musician. I'm like, okay, let's do this. And I'm like blowing a donkey, and everyone's like, hooray, good job, ole, well done. And then I'm like, all right, Satan, lay it on me. And he's like, okay, you are really, really good now at the kazoo or the accordion or triangle. You got me. You got me with the trick.
You are now the best kazoo player.
I would own that shit, though. I would be taking that fucking shit to Carnegie Hall. I was like, y'all about to get some Mozart in this kazoo, motherfucker. You listen to me, and I'm going to kazoo the pants off you. And I would be getting so much trim from my kazoo playing.
Well, I'm glad we brought it back to music. It's very much like our show for us to be like, hey, welcome to the music episode, and now let's do 15 minutes on donkey cocks.
That's kind of our theme, yeah.
It's happened before.
I was watching a lot of comedians this evening to get me in the mood from being funny. Didn't work. But it was like remarkable to me that every time they introduce a comedian, it's like, hey, welcome, here's Jeff Jenderson when he does the Jeff Jenderson podcast, and now he's going to do some comedy. He's like, everybody does a podcast, right? And that's cool, but you got to stick out in some way. And ours is the donkey sucking podcast, so fuck you, Jeff Jenderson. You don't know. And we have Tim Bay here.
How about this? How about a quick little... What is this drum called, Tim?
A darbuka.
A darbuka.
Then you made that up. That's not a name.
Darbuka.
Darbuka. Come on.
I didn't realize that there's a specific way to play a darbuka. Our listeners should know that Tim is a fantastic drummer. He's actually a multi-instrumentalist. And we happen to have a darbuka here.
Wow.
Do a little drum interlude. Interesting. Now, Tim is sticking his arm all the way into this drum.
He's checking it for darbuka. It doesn't
look as sexual as it might sound, but...
Oh, no, it does.
There it is.
So when you play the darbuka, you're supposed to take your hand in the darbuka? That's a thing.
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
Like it too.
I'm looking. I googled darbuka.
Darbuka.
Yeah.
I'm looking up videos, and none of these assholes, no pun intended, have their hand in the darbuka. They're all bald, though. That's weird.
Tim has a fantastic head of hair.
Wait a minute. How can you be playing that fast with one hand? Are you playing the darbuka from the inside?
Yeah, that's one hand that he's doing that with.
Is Tim Bay married? Because if you got that much speed with one hand, dude, if you're not married to a woman, you should be.
Well, so where do we go from here?
I know where we go from here. I got a couple of things I needed to talk about. Let me just get this off my chest.
You got some things for us to discuss?
Yes. Yes.
All right, let's do it.
So,
are you singing like Axl Rose over there, Tim?
No.
Okay. Hi-hi-cha. Hit it, Jason.
Full disclosure. I've been drinking a lot. It's date night with me and the Whiffy. So our nanny, so our son is in preschool more than he used to be. So our nanny doesn't have as many hours. So we want to give her more hours. We're like, fuck it, we'll go on date night. So he used to come over at nighttime now. And so we went and we saw Where'd You Go, Bernadette? With the amazing Cate Blanchett. And we thought it was going to be comedy, but it wasn't. But it was really, really good. But afterwards, I needed a drink. So we went to a bar
And I ordered, this is true, I ordered the Hannah Montana, which is a Pilsner and a shot of tequila, right?
Music, then, everybody.
Yeah. Hannah Montana. And so then my wife ordered something with, I'm not even making this up, with like aloe in it. And she's like, I don't like this. I said, well, I'll drink it. And then she ordered something else with gin in it. And then she's like, I don't like this. I said, well, I'll drink it. So I've had a lot to drink. And
so your wife kept passing on weird drinks and you kept just down the hatch?
Yeah, that's what I was doing. So so there's that. And then another thing is
that the aloe a soothing beverage?
Yes.
The aloe drink.
Yeah.
Come on. Why would you put aloe in a drink? That's weird.
No, it wasn't bad, actually. It was pretty good.
Bruce pepper, jicama, spooge drink. And
I don't like that.
Yeah.
No.
Well, then after a drink like that, you need the aloe drink to soothe your
Soothe.
Throat.
It was good. And then, so like, okay, a couple things. So I'm drunk. And then also, all week long, Joe, I've been listening to the Tool album. I know we talked about it ad nauseum last week, but all week long I've been listening to the Tool album. And it's funny how everything you said during the podcast resonated while I'm listening to it. I was like, oh, this is what he was talking about when he said this. Oh, this part is where he was talking about that. And I really liked that a lot. It's like, Joe, you should like listen to every album, and then you talking about what you feel should be at the beginning of the album. And then when people listen to it, I'm going to go, oh, shit, that's what he's talking about. When Beyonce said, that's what he was talking about. And they will know, and they'll feel better about it. So I want to thank you for that. And then the other thing I want to talk about is all week long, I've been thinking about the lyrics of that Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes.
By Rupert Holmes.
Yeah, you know that song? Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. It's not Grammarly, which is the ad that's playing right now.
Yeah.
Okay,
did you want to play a clip of that, or you just or did you have
no,
thoughts
I have,
about it?
I have thoughts, and I'll play a clip, too.
Okay. Here it is.
Get to the singing, Rupert. Yeah, you're a asshole, Rupert. Okay, so we all have heard comedians talk about...
he started the song with, I was tired of my lady? I never realized that.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole. I was tired
that
of my lady.
That is an asshole thing to say right away in the song.
The lyric is, I was tired of my lady, we've been together too long, like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping... Kudos to the correct grammar, though. I'm glad he said that. Not while she laid there sleeping, but while she lay. So good for him. While she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed, which shows you how old the song is. I was reading the paper. It's like, no, fuck it. You'd be on your iPhone looking at Tinder or Grindr.
I was reading on my iPad.
Yeah, there you go. And he said, and in the personal column, this was the letter I read, right? Everyone knows this song. I have literally, before tonight, not heard the song in literally 20 years. And I have every word memorized. Right? You guys know this song, right? Okay. Tim Bay?
Yeah, but it was a surprise to hear that he was a jerk immediately.
Okay, fair enough.
The funny thing is that she was already like putting an ad out, you know? So he's
that's the thing.
To the ad that she put out.
Yeah, right? That's the twist at the end.
Is that what the song ends up being?
Yeah, so he answers the ad, and then he goes to a bar, and he's like, I'm going to meet this hottie, and we're going to get it on. And his old lady walks in, and he's like, oh, snap, I didn't know you liked pina coladas. Yeah, I mean, I've been with you so long, it's all worn out, but we never talked about fruity drinks. And it's like, well, then maybe you're worn out because you're an asshole and you didn't ask questions, dude. Like, if you're going to date somebody for so long, you get tired of them, like, try first before you go reading personals. Be like, hey, I'm going to go read a personal.
Drinking a pina colada out of her, you know, orifices, and then
see what's up.
It'll lighten it up.
That's the first thing. I went to couples therapy.
Be familiar.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was talking over you.
That's
by the way, you should know, Tim. When we when I talk, I can't hear if Jason is talking over me.
And I'm always talking.
Apparent.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
Well, but you guys, this is interesting because both of you were. Look, I remember that song, but I don't remember what the fucking song was about other than a beverage, a coconut beverage. That's all I know about the song.
No, it's
so I've got all
bullshit.
Sorts of surprises. Tim leans in and he goes, yeah, it's her ad.
Yeah.
By the way, can one of you answer me this? Did it fucking reinvigorate their marriage?
Of course it did. Well, they never said they were married, but yeah. Yeah, they did. It was like,
oh, it's just,
you know.
It's his lady. We don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he's married.
Yeah, because he said, and we laughed for a moment, like, hey, I'm cheating on you and you're cheating on me. Let's laugh about this. No. Other comedians have talked about, when I say other comedians, as if I am one, but whatever. People have talked about this, but I wanted to talk about the ad itself, right? Because I don't like it. This is a music show, so I can talk about this, right?
Yeah, we're on topic. What was the ad from the song?
Yeah, so first he says, or the ad says, if you like pina coladas. And my first thing is like, who doesn't like pina coladas? Like, is that a thing? I mean, I guess it is. Like, I don't want to date somebody who doesn't like pina coladas. Like, if you like pina coladas, or let's move on. But if you don't like pina coladas, just swipe left or right or whichever way you swipe. I'm not on Plunder or whatever it's called. I don't know. But if you like pina coladas, okay, let's keep going. But maybe what the deal is here is, like, if you like pina coladas so much that you always order them, that's weird, right? Because it's like, if you go to Shea Snooty, you can't get a pina colada. It's like, I'll have a Cabernet Sauvignon, and the lady will have, what do you have, darling? I want a pina colada. It's like, no, they're not going to do that here. It's a salad costs $93. You're not getting a pina colada. Or if you go to a dive bar, right, it's like, what do you have? Well, I want a whiskey, and I want some bear piss. What do you have? I want a pina colada. No, they don't do mixed drinks unless it's like with gasoline, babe. You can't. So maybe that's what the question's about. It's like, I want a niche drinker, right? I want somebody who's on the straight and narrow. That's my first problem with the lyrics. And the next one is, okay, the line goes, and feel free to jump in, boys. It goes, if you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm like, who gets caught in the rain? Is that a thing that happens? Like, the only people getting caught in the rain are like hikers. And even then, check the weather report before you go for a hike. Because if you're like living in downtown Manhattan and it's raining, get in a cab. And I know Uber wasn't around. Rupert motherfucking Holmes was writing the song. But it's like, they were cabs. Well, so if you're caught in the rain, get in a cab, right? Well, who gets caught in the rain? That's what I want to know.
You know what? You have some very Jerry Seinfeldian observational humor about this.
Except for I'm saying fuck a lot. To fucking... Well, see, go ahead.
Except for the fuck.
The thing that I always had a problem with is making love in the dunes of the Cape.
I was going to get there.
You get sand in there, and it's like I don't know if you've ever made love in the dunes of the Cape, but it's real abrasive.
I'll tell you this, not only is it in the dunes of the Cape, Tim Bay, that's a good point, but fucker goes like, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes of the Cape. It's like, hey, it's 11. It's 11:50. What do you want to do? Nothing for 10 minutes, fucker. I want to wait till it's midnight, and then we're going to get down to this, like, rodent and insect infested sand, and I can't see shit because it's midnight and the waves are crashing over me and the Cape. What's wrong with a bed? Why you gotta go out to the fucking Cape? Stay in town where you can order in Chinese when you're done, you stupid motherfucker. Why are you
truly angry?
I'm pissed off and
very judgmental toward people.
I am.
One that drank pina coladas. I'm getting that you have disdain for those who
I don't. I have disdain for people who only want to boff someone who drinks pina coladas. It's like, open up your horizons. It's like,
but you do have a problem with making love at midnight in the dunes of Cape.
Me and Tim Bay are on the same page here. Yeah, it's like, if I'm a guy. So this is a woman, right? He's reading her ad. And she's like, if you like making loves in the dune of the Cape, fuck off because you're queer. I only have sex with men who want it all the goddamn time, like every normal human being. When I say queer, I don't mean gay. I mean weird, okay? Let's just put that off the table. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
How you really feel.
No, I mean, I like gay people. Some of them are like, first of all, gay people are the most sexual people. Like being sexual is the ultimate human expression, and gay people are if you're gay, you're the most human I've ever. That's what I'm saying. Listen, shut up. No, look, the other thing is,
Jason, I'm listening to you unravel emotions.
I've had a lot of drinks, and one of them had aloe in it.
Bring us back on track here.
No, we're on track. Listen, the other line in the song goes, if you're not into yoga, right? And he's like, okay. He's like, she's like, if you're not into yoga, okay. So it's like, if you are into yoga, you probably got a man bun, and I don't want to date you, right? That's legit, right? But that's like a lot. That's not really narrowing it down. Like, it's like she eliminated three dudes with that. If you're not into yoga, the guy's like, all right, I'm going to get some pussy tonight. Let's check out the personal. If you're not into yoga, fuck, I'm into yoga. I like Downward Dog and Serpent Rising and The Sun in My Asshole, whatever those poses are. I don't know. Right? But then here's the thing that really ticks me off out of all the lyrics, right? Tim Bay hit up Dunes in the Cape and Making Love Midnight, Pina Coladas, Cotton Rain, Yoga, all that shit. But here's the one that really pisses me off. If you have half a brain, who is going to admit they don't have that? Who's going to be like, oh, I'm a dumb fuck. Don't lick my penis, right? Who's going to say that? Who out there is going, right? Because like one of the tenets of being smart is knowing you're not that smart, right? That's the thing, right? Right? If you're stupid, you think you're. If you're stupid, you think you're smart. If you're smart, you think you're not all that smart. So who's going? Oh, I don't have half brain. I just like, you know, I pour pina coladas down my pants and then I go and masturbate in the dunes. It's no, that's not how it is. And so I think this, and then this song is stupid. I wanted to talk about it. It didn't come out as well as I'd hoped, but.
Look, I think you have some valid complaints about the song. I've learned a lot about the song. I've probably heard it 1,000 times, and I never even fucking knew what it was about. So
it's stupid.
This has been good for me.
Good. Okay, I have another subject, but I've been dominating, so I want you guys to talk for a while.
I got something.
But I want to give you a teaser. I want to talk about John Bon Jovi, but you go first. Go.
Oh, my God. Okay. Listen, this maybe is something that you're familiar with. Tim just brought something up earlier today, and it's fucking fascinating.
Okay,
I think we should listen to some of it.
Okay, I just want to. Can I get a Darbuka background while you're talking about this, Joe?
Yes. So there is a genre called, what is it called, Tim? Noise pop.
Noise pop. Okay. I'm Googling it.
Noise pop. And one of the bands of noise pop, in the genre of noise pop, is called Baby Metal. Are you familiar with Baby Metal?
I am. Didn't I talk about them on a show 12 times ago?
I've heard the name before, and I wondered, did I hear it from Jason?
Yeah.
Baby Metal. And I got all confused, because I'm like, wait, is Baby Metal a genre where there's babies screaming to death metal? And Tim's like, no, 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 you're all confused, man. It is not that. It is noise pop. And the band is called Baby Metal, and there's hot chicks playing metal, but there's like pop melodies over it. And you know all about this, Jason. Can we hear some of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because Baby Metal, they're Japanese, right? Which explains a lot. And that's not racist.
By the way, Tim Bay, that
was really good. Seriously, I'm not even joking about this. I need you, Tim Bay, to lay down like a good 10 minutes of Norbuka or Bakunis or whatever it's called. I got off the webpage. I can't pronounce it anymore. I need you to let Tim say so we
Timbuka.
Can Timbuka, which is like bukkake but with drums. And I need that in the background. I need to like Joe. You need to like lay that track down, and then I can have it. Okay. So anyway, let's do some baby. Remember we were talking about Baby Metal and how the guys in the background in their white faces are awesome because they're all smiling and just fucking rocking hard, and the Baby Metal chicks are also.
This is ringing a bell. This is ringing a bell.
Okay.
Now, let's hear a little bit of it, because I think it's fucking great, actually.
It is. So I got three babes in, like, do you guys remember that? Okay, let me pause. Do you remember that movie, what was it called? Logan's Run. Remember Logan's Run?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, with the, like, crystal in their hand, their palm or something like
that.
Old school shit, guys.
Yeah,
we got like Pina Colada, we got Logan's Run.
Yeah, green meant you're, like young, and white meant, like, you're old, and red meant, like, fuck you about to kill your ass. And remember how they would have to ascend or whatever? Like, you turn red, and you show up, and you ascend, you twirl up, and you're in red capes with skull masks on. That's what they look like in this video. That's why I want to bring it up.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. And now she's got, there's three of them, and they're put their fists in their hands, like, and they're wearing skirts, and and this song's called Karate, which everyone knows means open hand. Oh, shit. Here it goes. Oh, look at them. They're jamming. Okay, this sounds thrashy, right? Wait till they start singing. Seriously, if you didn't know, you would not know this is Japanese pop noise, right? Right?
No, right. Not yet.
Oh, these guys are just...
Sounds like fucking Disturbed so
it
far.
It does. But then, yep. And Timbe, you must be loving these drums in the background. That's got to be two drummers, right?
Yep.
Come on, guys. Sing. Here we go. That made
Do they headbang?
No, they're dancing around and doing fake karate moves, and it's so cute.
Okay, I need to watch a video of this, because apparently a big part of this is the visual presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And they're like, they've got to be like 15, maybe. They seem like teenagers.
Let me be a little bit racist here. They're Japanese, so they're anywhere from the ages of 15 to 45.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah.
You're gonna try to say something like, as long, I mean, you said something like, good. I guess good stereotype.
It's a good one. It's true. I think. Come on, a lot of Asian people just age so goddamn well.
Yeah. And this is the video we played on the episode when we were talking about before, Joe. It's like, Baby Metal, the girls haven't even come out yet, but all these guys in like white face paint, and they are just loving how hard they're rocking out. They're just smiling.
Well, I was a little bit disappointed. I was talking to Tim about this earlier, and I envisioned super hot Asian women, mm-hmm. kind of scantily clad, or you know, and I thought that they were playing the metal instruments, but they're actually just the singers in front of the band, yeah. and like doing performance art and stuff. They're not necessarily they're not playing the instruments.
No.
Which took that took me out of it a little bit. I was a little disappointed when I heard that.
Right, it's not like the Go-Go's or Bananarama or
right.
Did Bananarama play their own instruments?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
Did they?
Well. You know, what was it? The Bangles? The Bangles? Come on. These are full girl bands. So I would like to see, maybe there is one out there, like a real noise pop, all girl playing all the instruments. That's what we need.
Yep.
I'm crying out for it.
I'm Googling it now. Let's see. So here's the top 10 girl groups in K-pop. That's not what we want because they definitely don't play their own instruments.
I wanted to discuss this with you guys because I feel like new music, new genres are they arise out of mixing other genres together.
Like, I think that's always
It was a really interesting moment, like when Rage Against the Machine came out, and then like that kind of spawned a new metal, which is like rap and hard rock and
new,
metal.
New so, spelled like, how do you spell
as,
new?
As in you,
but not just you. It's N-U with an umlaut, right?
Oh, thank you. With an umlaut.
You got to get that umlaut in,
Well, anyway.
It's new this metal.
And I thought that they had mixed every genre that they possibly can to come up with new genres, but this one surprised me. They mixed pop with fucking thrash metal.
Yeah.
And I never would have thought, like, oh, shit, there's another mix.
Yep.
Another
combo. This is not new.
And honestly, I fucking love it.
This isn't new. Have you not heard of Mad Capsule Markets?
I have not. What
you haven't heard of them? They're from like, where are they from?
Mad Capsule Market.
Yeah, it's another Japanese thrash pop metal band. You haven't heard these guys?
No, is this a noise pop band?
Because
that
no, because
don't sound like noise pop.
No, this is from 2005, Joe. How old were you in 2005?
30.
So well, there's young.
Have you heard Tuvian throat singing death metal?
Who?
Tuvian. Now here's another mix. That sounds great. Tuvian throat singing death metal.
Tuvian throat. I haven't heard them, so it's hard for me. In throats. I wrote.
Have you ever heard tin cup and plastic spoon percussion mixed with dog kicking?
Plastic spoon.
It's good music.
Dog. I'm Googling this.
I just made that up. That doesn't exist.
What's
if
this?
That fucking exists, I'm going to eat my underwear right
now. Okay. What's Tuvian throat? You said Tuvian throat and then what? And death metal?
Tuvian throat singing death metal. Is that a real thing or did you just come up with that, Tim?
I think it actually is a real thing.
And tell us what Tuvian throat singing is because we all know, but our listener might
not
know.
Can you explain Tuvian throat singing for our listener?
Well, it's like you're singing two notes, your head voice and your actual real voice.
Like your diaphragmatic voice? Your
diaphragmatic voice and your head voice simultaneously.
Yeah. Can you do it?
No, not.
It's very difficult, isn't it?
This fucker can.
I can pretend.
This dude is sitting on top of the literal Mount Everest. He's on the very top. Wait, is that you guys or is that the video?
No, that was just Tim. That was fucking
Tim.
Amazing.
If you can do that and DeBerkey at the same time. Yeah, let me pause this shit. Whoa.
There you go.
Wow. Damn, Tim. He's a fucking talented bitch.
If you did that on a donkey's dick.
No, he's going to play drums at the same time.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. Wow. No wonder those donkeys get so hard, dude. That's awesome.
Sometimes he had to sing to the donkeys.
Yeah, or sing on the donkeys.
But those donkey cocks are stubborn.
Titillating.
Yeah.
Lickillating.
Okay, so now we've got some
rocklating.
This is...
Tuvian.
I don't know if he's maybe doing a cover. This is him going. This is, says it's Mongolian death metal singer music. All he's playing is a two-string ukulele with a fucking bow and sitting on top of a mountain in his weird-ass boots. That's bullshit. You know what? Sometimes Google really disappoints, I gotta say.
So we're not gonna actually hear the two-string death metal?
Hang on a second, guys. I'm so excited about it. I can't hear you. Are you still there?
Yeah. Are you gonna try again? Or can you walk us through it?
How about this one? It's just got a bunch of Chinese characters. First a Grammarly ad. Fuck you, Grammarly.
A Grammarly ad.
Every goddamn time. You'd think that I'm Googling death metal Tuvian singers. They're gonna show me Grammarly. Show me something like for like talcum powder or something. Don't be like.
I feel like you might have found it.
I swear to God, that was no different than, who's the band with Eddie, the weird looking dude with the hit face, the run to the hills,
run to the hills. Iron Maiden. Yeah,
I swear to God, that was just the Chinese Iron Maiden that I heard, that's all it was.
Normally I tell people not to bang on the table, but now that I got Tembe here. Hey, yeah. Maybe this is a good time. Can I present something?
You should, because we're at minute 41. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
I'm kidding. Right. I'm not kidding you. All right, yeah, present.
So check this out.
Okay.
This is in honor of Tim's first time on the show, and I hope you come back again and again.
Oh yeah, Tembe, you're a natural. Hey, you know what you should do? Tembe, you should start your own podcast, like the Timcast or the Baycast or the Tuberky Cast or Donkey Cast, or it's gonna have Cast in the name. I don't care. Just be Tim. Just be Tim.
My dick in a cast.
My dick in a cast.
A donkey dick in a cast.
Donkey dick in a cast.
Overfluffed. Anyway.
Oh man, that's the name of today's episode.
Oh my God.
Overfluffed. That's so good.
All right, so
Joe, you always deliver.
Oh my God. Well, check this out. So I do montages. Tim was telling me that he's heard maybe a couple dozen of our shows, so okay. He's probably heard montages.
Don't lie, Tim. Last 2 weeks ago, Tim downloaded 1,586 episodes. He threw our numbers off, you fucker. I know what's up.
Well, dude, so I have inside a montage joke this week. Okay. But what I did was Tim and I have been in a couple of bands, and one of those bands made an album. And what I wanted to do was put together just a little bit of a montage of really cool parts of songs where Tim's drumming is particularly interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is called the Tim Tomtage because he plays toms a lot in it. Get it? Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, yo.
I'm rubbing my nipples right now.
Me too. Both of them. All three. That was beautiful. That's beautiful. Dude, tears don't fall in outer space. I love that.
Tim's playing air drums right now.
Yeah, go for it, Satriani. Scream until your lungs bleed.
Here's some more.
That was like, what year was that?
And we're getting the band back together, man.
Fuck yeah, you are. Joe, was that you on? Was that you playing the drums or the, or not drums? Were you playing guitar, bass, or singing, or all of them?
So the little bit of singing that you heard was mostly me. Tears Don't Fall in Outer Space part, that was me yelling.
Yeah.
And then any guitar soloing that you heard, and most of the guitar that you heard,
scream until your lungs bleed. That was
Michael. That was Mikey Nabb.
Ugh.
Screamed until your lungs bleed. It's good stuff.
You know what I really liked about all those clips? Sincerity, right? I'm a little bit sober now, so it's for real. I wanted to like, oh, you guys sound like this band or that band, but I couldn't think of a band, so it's unique. Yeah. I loved it.
That I really loved playing in that band with Tim.
Was that
a bunch of shows?
Was that the same in the butt? Yeah. Band?
No. That band was long ago, and anybody that listened to the last show, our listener will tell. I was playing drums on that last thing in the last show, and I'm all right. But Tim's got it.
Oh shit. Yeah. You're mm-hmm. okay. So you're like Tim's left hand, but he also has a right hand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm saying
that's where that is right now.
Yeah, I mean Tim's drumming gets donkeys hard. Joe, your drumming gets donkeys half hard. I'm not gonna like sell you short, dude. Like you need a half hard donkey. Called up Joe.
My drumming is not enough to fluff the stubborn cock of the donkey. Yeah.
If the donkey is like, I'm ready to go, I just need a little Then Joe's like, I'll unhaul you right now. But yeah, Tim's got skills. But Joe, your vocal stylings. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing the kissy thing like I'm Italian. Yeah. I don't want to sell you short. So, no, that was really good. I like that Tim Tom Taj. Tim, how long have you been playing the skins?
Which skin you referring to?
You've been playing the skins of the drums longer than the skins of a donkey wiener, right?
Yeah.
Oh, about the same. Well, maybe... Well, I started off with my own skin, and then quickly went to drumming, and then I like just staying with the skins, and that's how
it's all about the skins.
Into donkey fluffing.
But yeah. Like, did you play drums in like school and stuff, or are you just sort of self-taught? Like, fuck it, I can figure this shit out.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty much. Like, all right.
I didn't even have time to like take lessons. Just like,
I think about it. This is something I don't know about you. Did you start when you were like a teenager or when you were like a grown ass man? Like, when did you start playing drums?
I was like 12 or 13. I started taking lessons.
Damn.
Yeah. I like that. Even though you just said you didn't take lessons, but that's cool. You know what? It's a podcast.
We can take lessons from MTV.
There we go.
I took my lessons.
Yeah.
Well, but I know you just did a lot of experimentation. I know that about you. Just to get better at the drums, it's not like you learned a bunch of techniques from a bunch of different people. As you got better, it was just really your own creativity. I mean, I saw some of that firsthand.
I wasn't even really serious about drumming until I was about 18 or 19, and then I started getting serious.
Do you have a favorite drummer? You know,
Tim can also play the guitar and the bass and the hammer dulcimer and all sorts of
Wait a minute, crazy shut up, stop. Wait, did you say the hammer dulcimer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know what that is.
It's like a trapezoid shaped stringed instrument with like 23 pairs of strings.
And I've seen and heard him play this. And
I've heard that Dead Can Dance like plays
fluffing a donkey wiener.
Yeah. The hammer dulcimer. Dead Can Dance plays that instrument a lot. So, do you have a favorite drummer? Or let me ask you a better question. How awesome do you think that the drummer for Taylor Swift's band is?
Oh yeah, incredible.
What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Yeah, I'm kind of in this. I'm actually in the same boat. I had to figure out like who this fucking Tool was. You know, I mean, I was a little angry that they were streaming at a higher level than my girl, Miss Swift.
Yeah, he's on Team Taylor. Team Swift.
I googled Taylor Swift's drummer and it came up with a name like boom. He is the oldest and original member of Taylor Swift's band, this guy here. So you know what, he ain't no
well, you gotta be a good, let's face it, I'm serious about this, you have to be a good drummer to be playing in Taylor Swift's band right now. I mean you have to be.
You probably have to be one of those drummers who's like so good that you don't overshadow the Taylor, right? You're like, you gotta be like, you're hitting your your beats and everything. You're keeping it tight. You're, you know, keeping it real.
To,
but
you have to stay in your lane.
Staying in your lane. Yeah.
But here, Tim, you didn't answer the question. I'm surprised I don't know this. Who's your favorite drummer?
I think that probably the greatest drummer that's ever walked on the planet
is...
There's so many, but like you're saying, probably he may be like the greatest.
Say that name again.
Zakir Hussain.
Zakir. I'm googling Hussain.
I feel like a fucking idiot that I don't know that guy, and he's one of the best drummers.
Do you know? You ever heard of Shakti? Yeah. John McLaughlin.
Yeah. Okay.
The greatest album, like it's just like the best album ever.
No shit.
Is Zakir Hussain making music with John McLaughlin playing guitar? Sorry. And Hari Prasad Chaurasia is playing a bamboo flute.
Good
just
God.
A stick, and he just like kills it. And this other the sax player
is fluffing that flute.
Yeah, he's fluffing it. Oh, he's fluffing so hard. And then there's a saxophone player, Jan Garbarek, and there's just the four of them. So tabla is what Zakir Hussain plays.
Good God.
And it's just
here we go.
Yeah.
He just looks so casual. It's like, what's up, Indians? Because there's a lot of Indians in the audience. I'm allowed to say that. I'm married to an Indian. Hey, just for the record, I speak a little Indian. That wasn't Indian right there. He's just making some shit up, just so you know, okay. If anybody's wondering. He's a pretty good drummer, and I appreciate what you said, the greatest drummer that ever walked Earth, because obviously Danny Carey is not from the Earth, and he doesn't walk. He sort of, like, floats in his spaceship, but...
That's Jason's thing. He thinks Danny Carey is an alien.
No, I think I like Danny Carey, too. There's so many good drummers.
Well, everybody brings up Neil Peart. You can't fuck with Neil Peart either.
You can't fuck with him.
It's actually pronounced Peart. Just a little trivia.
Oh, fuck you. Thanks.
Yeah, and you know, Stanton Moore and that guy from that band, what's his name?
What, John Bonham? He's good.
Him. Right. That's who I was thinking of. He's all right. It was Ginger Baker, a drummer or a bass player? I always get him confused because his name's Ginger.
Hey, don't talk shit about Ringo.
No. Oh, then Ringo.
Talk about staying in Blaine. Seriously.
Yeah. That's a good point about Ringo. My favorite ever quote of any musician ever was when you guys have heard this, right? The reporter said to the Beatles, like to John Lennon or Paul McCartney, is Ringo Starr the best drummer in the world? And one of them goes, Ringo Starr is not even the best drummer in the Beatles. Which is like...
I have heard that before.
That's just...
And it's true.
It's true. And it's like...
Because Paul McCartney fucking wails on the drum set.
I just love that. And it's like, okay, I'm not a huge Beatle fan, but that quote made me respect the fuck out of those Liverpoolians.
That's so good. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Here, man. Okay, so I'm going to change the subject.
Yeah, change it.
I've got an item here that says...
Ready.
Face fucked into consciousness by a sex torture nightmare come true.
Okay, yeah, what is it?
So,
do you want me to play this?
No, not yet. I got to explain something.
Okay, go for it.
The other night, what I do is I will fall asleep. I will fall asleep, and this is music related. You'll see how.
Yeah.
I fall asleep with Netflix on, and Netflix will keep playing shit that it thinks I like, kind of like YouTube, right? Well, I fell asleep to Netflix, and I was watching some horrible. Horror movie.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I'm asleep and I start having a nightmare. I woke up from what I thought was just a nightmare straight from my own brain. I was hearing terrible, terrible shit.
Yeah.
Super violent and it had a music backdrop. And I woke up, I realized this wasn't my brain. This is what was inserted into my like subconscious by what was going on Netflix.
Okay.
Which was a movie called 68 Kill. And I brought a clip for us to listen to. Now, listen to the song. Now, some people might say that when I obscenitize songs, I go a little too far. My shit is nothing compared to this.
Okay.
Okay? And then I'll explain what's happening in the movie after we hear the clip. Here we go.
Okay.
Turn that music up so I don't have to hear his crying. Get me some rails lined up. It's gonna be a long night.
Okay. So, can you imagine just having a nightmare with that?
I thought I was just in a nightmare.
Yeah. But you can imagine, I was disturbed waking up from that, like, oh no, what's wrong with me? Oh my God. No, 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 no. And then I look at the TV and I'm like, oh, it's just like some torture porn movie on fucking Netflix. Thank God I didn't come up with that.
That's funny.
Thank
I'm
God
reading.
That's not a part of my imagination.
Right. I Googled it. I'm reading the plot on Wikipedia. This is what it says. Chip is a timid sewer worker who's at the beck and call of his bombshell girlfriend, Liza. Liza is unhappy with her life and so puts an ad in the paper where she says, if you like pina coladas and getting caught in the No, I'm making that up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, you didn't watch the whole movie, Joe. You, like, woke up in the middle of it, right?
Actually, because of that experience, I was like, well, let's just watch the whole movie. I mean, goddamn, what is this?
You are totally the sort of guy who would wake up. You wake up, you're like, I don't know where I am. And then you're like, oh, heck, I'm having butt sex with a dude. What do? I guess I just reach down and fondle his balls. You would be into it. Like, I love that about you, Joe. You don't just, like, back off. You're like, let's do this. Come on now. Yeah, exactly. And that's his name, too. The guy that you were having sex with, his name's Rome. And so when in Rome, you just reach down and grab Rome's balls. And, like, at least you're not a donkey, Rome.
When in Rome, you should reach around. It's only polite.
It's only.
So, look, this is what happened, by the way. You only heard, like, the song and a bunch of screaming and yelling and shit.
Yeah.
It's basically a montage of some dude being tortured by a topless, crazy meth addict woman.
Yeah.
And just a few highlights there. I think she's, like, smashing his groin with a hammer.
Like you do.
Puts out a fucking cigarette on his face. She pistol whips him a couple times. And the whole time, like, her boobs are, like, swaying back and forth. I think I've done pretty good justice to the scene. Sure. Any of our listener, just it's 16. You don't want to. By the way, you don't want to watch the whole fucking movie. Okay, I gave it a shot. I made it like 5 minutes in, and I was like, "Whoa, that's a piece of shit. This is terrible." So, anybody that wants to watch that scene, it's about 16 minutes from the end.
Okay,
if you'd like to see.
I'll tell you what, though, its debut. This movie, according to Wikipedia, its debut was out South by Southwest. So that gives it some class, right? I mean, they didn't just show any old torture porn at South by Southwest, right? It's a quality venue. No?
Well, here's something weird, though. I tried to find the band that performed that song.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find the name of the band. Here's a couple of ideas I had. I wanted to get the lyrics so I could just read the lyrics like a thespian, you know?
Yeah, like you do.
Six-inch nails hammered through my tits. I want to watch you come while I fist your bum. That type of shit. And I think I got the lyrics. I listened to it a couple times. Like, I think that's pretty much what
you're
saying.
Right to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I can't find the lyrics. I can't find the name of the band. All I can find is that the song is called Rough Night. And it's on the track list for the soundtrack of the movie.
It says the music is by... Hank
Williams,
Frank Ilfman, and I found the song on SoundCloud. So, you know, if you want to get just the song, Joe, it's on SoundCloud.
Okay, well, it's a disturbing piece.
It's playing on my other computer. I didn't ask it to. This is my work computer, so I'm fired.
Is this it? Did you find it?
Yeah, but I'm playing it on my other computer, so you can't hear it. I guess I can play it on my real my podcasting.
Well, look, man, now that I've heard it again, I think I've heard it enough.
Have you? Okay,
that's a rough song.
It is.
And notice how she just gives up on lyrics or any type of musicianship and just starts screaming like she's being murdered at the end. That's it. That's the end of the song. Like,
well, she's really.
What's the last verse? Oh well, it's.
That's what you do, right? When you're
I think it's the perfect end of the song.
I do. I think you're right. Absolutely. And the perfect end of this podcast would be what? Because we're at an hour, but I have 4 minutes at the beginning of the show that I'm not unclipping, so I need to go an extra 4 minutes to make it legit.
Really?
Yeah.
So we just have 4 minutes to fill, and
yeah,
that's
just
it.
About stuff. So we talked about 68 Kill, their killer soundtrack, no pun intended. We talked about Zakir Hussain. We talked about Stanton Moore. We talked about Ginger Baker and John Bonham. We talked. Oh, I didn't get to tell you my John Bovi thing. John Bon Jovi. It's kind
of John Bon Jovi. Let's end the show with a discussion of Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I do want this to be a discussion. So it's like, I can't remember why I wanted to talk about him though.
Well, Slippery When Wet. Does that bring back?
Some memories.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. All I remember
is Donkey Cox again. Okay.
So I think what it was as I told you on the last episode, Joe, I now am the proud owner and user of a CPAP machine, right? Like I strap plastic to my face to help me breathe at night, right? And as I was dozing off, I was thinking about John Bon Jovi, and I was trying to riff on like his name is like, I've known a lot of people named John. I'm not into John Bon Jovi, but I like people named, not all Johns, but some Johns I've met, I like them. And so it's not the John part. And I'm good with bone, right? I'm not good with bones. I'm good with bone. Like, that's a pun, because bone means good. And then there's the Jovi, which is like jovial, so it's funny. But it's also Jove, which is what's the word for God? Jehovah?
Well, I could
Jovia.
Let me say this. If I were in a gay porn with a guy named John, you could call the porn John Bone Joey.
That's pretty good.
John Bone Joey.
Yeah.
That's the perfect ending to this show. John Bone Joey.
John Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet.
or when not wet. Always fucking slippery. Yeah. And then Joe Bone Johnny.
Well, when I was a kid, you know, people used to call me Blow Self because my name is Joseph.
Right.
And I thought that was really creative.
Yeah, it was.
Because my dad actually called me Joseph in hopes that no one would make fun of me. It's almost like a non-make-funnable name. Well,
Blowy.
Wait, what? No. Wait, when you were... No. Yeah. No, hang on. When you were born, he's like, hey, wife, I don't care if you want to call him Dortimer or Gilrad. You're calling him Joseph so no one will make fun of him. Is that really the conversation that happened?
I said, God, I've got a really just normal fucking name. Why'd you do that? And he was like, well, life's hard enough. I just want to give you a normal name.
So bullshit. He named your brother Brian.
He did not foresee fucking Blow Self.
Yeah, like, Blow Self, because hey, kids are creative.
Come on over here, Blowy.
But your brother's name is Brian. I'm sorry, but that's way more pedestrian, normal. Like, what do they call him? Like, what's how do you make fun
how
of?
How do you make fun of Brian?
That's yeah. Crying Brian. I don't know. It's a stretch. It doesn't even work. Brian.
Well, he was full of shit, so Brian was lying.
Brian was lying. Your brother's not full of shit, though. He's one of the most, like, honest fuckers. He'll just tell you to your face, hey, fuck you. He doesn't lie.
Yes.
Your brother would make a terrible politician. So would you. So would you, Tim Bate. Tim, thanks for being on the show, man. You should come back.
Yeah.
Like, donkey fucking aside,
this was,
dude.
This was as fun as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, this is awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely.
You're back in my will.
Awesome. Sweet. Does he got money?
That's good to hear.
Has he got some cash, Joe? Is he is drumming thing paying off? Is it? I mean, if we're in his will, is that?
You know, he doesn't drum professionally, but I think the donkey fluffing thing. Look, man, not everybody's willing to do that job. And I'm sure you make some pretty good scratch.
How much would you pay to see a donkey show, though? I mean, it's like, what are tickets? Are they like $5?
But just imagine that times thousands.
I guess so. Yeah, you're filling arenas,
multiple shows per day.
Yeah, I don't know. It might only cost 5 pesos, but I mean, huge crowds, and they're just
no. Wait, seriously?
Come on, there's 18 shows an hour.
I guess so. Yeah, because those donkeys come quick. Those donkeys come quick, don't they? No, I just
puts in 12 shifts. He does 5 days a week, 12-hour shifts of donkey fluffomania.
Right, you get Sundays off because no one wants to watch a donkey blow his chode onto a woman's tits on the Sabbath. Right? No, but if I'm going to a donkey show, I'm not sitting in the luge or the loge, whatever the balcony. Right? I gotta imagine it's all front row seats or, fuck it, I'm not going. Or am I wrong? Is it like, I don't care. Give me some opera glasses. I'll watch that shit from top
right,
row.
Right.
Is that how it
if
works?
I understand correctly, it's more like a boxing ring type of situation, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where the crowd surrounds it.
It's more like a dog fight or a cock fight.
It's theater in the round.
Except there's a woman fighting a donkey cock.
But she's not fighting it.
Fight of sorts.
Yes.
Yeah. I like how this show bookended with donkey cocks. You know, we started off with donkey cocks. We tried to talk about music. And back to the donkey cocks. It's
well,
cool.
Look, you know what? I've never seen Tim fluff a donkey. But if he's as good at fluffing donkeys as he is at musical instruments, then he's probably like the John Popper of going fucking harmonica style on a donkey penis. Right?
He's the Bruce Willis.
Well, your mom gets pretty tired of donkey fucking, so I've got to, like, you know, help her out.
There we go.
Oh, here it
there
is.
There we go.
Thanks, man. Oh, well, okay. Cat's out of the bag. My mom is the star of the donkey show.
That's right. And your dad is the donkey. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Good night! Can you take us out with some drums there?
All right.
Yeah, go for it, dude. Crank it.
It probably won't match the rug set, but I don't give
a
shit.
I can turn the rug set down, I think.
Hit it. Tim, listen to this. You recognize it?
Just